Good morning, honorable members and our guests. Lebo. May I check if our guests from ESCOM have they logged in? Dr. Schreiber, are you in the meeting?
Good morning.
Oh, you are here. Okay.
Hi, Desan.
Morning. May I check if the from ESCOM?
From ESCOM, there is Mondebala who's already joined. We've also got Andrew Etzinger, his hand is up. I just want to check if the other colleagues, we are expecting to be joined by our Group Chief Executive, Mr. Andrew Kereite, Des Govender, who's the General Manager from Gauteng, and also Rene Jabi, who's the Acting General Manager for the Western Cape.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, colleagues. I'm joining the meeting. My name is Rikus Paardenhorst. I'm the ward councillor for Ward 21 in Stellenbosch.
Yeah, no. We're just checking the everybody who will be participating. But what we seek to do is to inform everybody the meeting will be starting at 10 o'clock. The general rules are that you are all expected to have our mics on mute when the presenter is on the platform, and whoever is presenting, preferably your video must be on so that the members can know who is talking and who they're talking to. And the other thing is that when you want to speak, we use the there is a thingy there, what is it, a hand there on the one of the platform, on the, one of the options there to notify the chair that you would like to say something in the meeting. Those are some of the general rules that we apply in the meeting under this condition. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Councillor Marnie Peterson, a PR Councillor from Zimstown, Stellenbosch. I'm joining this meeting. Thank you.
Tisan, can I quickly check something with you?
Okay.
Morning, Marnie, Enriquez, and everyone else who's joined. I just want to check the YouTube stream for this meeting. Will it be on now, and will it also be available afterwards on YouTube?
I'm not responsible for that part of Parliament's work, but I know that our communications team, Yolis Walandu, can you hear me? Maybe you can assist with that one, our communications officer. I will get back to you on that one, because the communications department is responsible.
Okay, I do assume that the meeting will be recorded though, at the very least.
Yes, the meeting will be recorded.
Okay, thanks, Desan.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning, everyone. It's my name is Renee van Rooyen, and I'm from the Jamestown Ratepayers Association. Thank you so much for having us participate in this wonderful meeting.
Yeah, we are not doing the introductions yet. We have sent the names of every body participating to members of parliament so that they know who is here. So soon the chairperson will start the meeting.
Thank you, honorable members. I think now is the time to start the meeting. It's 10 o'clock on the dot. And I need to just take this opportunity to welcome everybody. We are supposed to be dealing with the petition here that was presented, to us as a standing committee, as a portfolio committee on public enterprise, presented, forwarded by a DA member of parliament, Mr. Dion Lowe. But we are expecting the following people here. One of them is Dr. Schreiber, followed by the municipal, somebody will be representing municipality, Mr. Dion Lowe, and also there will be a committee member representative, Mr. Rikas Berenhorst, who is also, I don't know whether he's also a ward councillor. And then after that, the ESCOM management will be responding to the petition. And from there, we'll have a way forward as to how do we take the process forward. But if we were operating under normal circumstances, we will have to go to Stellenbosch at this committee and listen to the community, and then, of course, bring FCOM on board so that they can answer in front of us and try to resolve that matter if they are the people who are holding the process. Honorable members, I welcome all of you in this portfolio committee, the 1st of July, where we'll be entertaining this petition as a portfolio committee. There was another one which was withdrawn from us. Apparently, COCTA will be dealing with that one.
Okay.
Therefore, members, I just need to clarify one small other matter. Since we have started now, I would like those who will be giving input to just take into consideration time constraint. Dr. L. Schreiber will be given 10 minutes of presentation, and also Mr. Dion Leon will be also get his 20 minutes, his 10 minutes, and then the committee representative also the same. ESCOM will respond. Well, we'll give ESCOM, because they will have to be giving all the necessary details, enough time. And then we engage and find a way forward. But our role is to make it a point that community problems that are affected by where we are operating are resolved, and are resolved amicably in the satisfaction of that particular community. That's what, as public representative, supposed to be handling issues. Therefore, I will not waste time, honorable members. I will give Dr. L. Schreiber to make his input. Thank you. Just to introduce, actually, the matter and put things into context so that when we go forward, we know to dilly-dally. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair Magatla. I really appreciate that introduction. Also, thanks to the Secretary, Mr. Mokumi, who's been assisting us in putting together all the logistics for today. Let me just also briefly welcome from the community side some of the representatives that we have on this morning. And I really want to give a special vote of thanks to all of you who have jumped into this brave new world with us and are participating in this process virtually. As the chairperson mentioned, normally there would be obviously a visit to the community, but given the lockdown regulations, it is something that we're all adjusting to. So thank you very much for that. Chairperson, from my side, the people that are on this call is Mr. Dion Lowe, the Director of Infrastructure at Stellenbosch Municipality. He will obviously be in the best position to give us sort of the background and the technical details. We've also got two councillors with us today, Councillor Rikus Badenhorst and Councillor Marnie Petersen. Councillor Badenhorst is the ward councillor for Ward 21, which includes the Jamestown area that this petition relates to, and Councillor Petersen is the PR councillor in the same area. Then we've got Renee van Rooyen from the Jamestown Ratepayers Association, Dale Simons, also from the Ratepayers Association, and Gerardo Williams from the Jamestown Neighbourhood Watch. I think these three final people that I mentioned, I really want to give a personal vote of thanks for making time to join us today, because I think, as the chairperson mentioned, it really is your concerns and complaints that have motivated us to get to this point today. And I think your experience with some of the issues that we'll be dealing with is actually key, and it's really the heart of what we want to achieve today. So thank you very much. Chairperson, by way of introduction of the petition, so I joined this constituency, Stellenbosch Municipality, in May last year after the national election. Stellenbosch Municipality encompasses not only the town of Stellenbosch, but also surrounding communities like Franschhoek and Klapmuts and Pinyel and other areas, Kaalmoor, in the surrounding vicinity. And one of the issues that sort of upon me delving into some of the issues facing the community that emerged quite quickly was this question of street light infrastructure and maintenance. What I've learned subsequently is that there appears to be a distinction between certain areas where the municipality has responsibility for maintenance and other matters regarding streetlight infrastructure. But then there are a few areas, and they do seem to be the exception. Again, I will stand corrected. I think Director Lowe will be able to give us the full picture. But there are a couple of exceptions where ESCOM is still responsible for some of these maintenance issues. They include the Jamestown and Mountain View area, which this specific petition was about. But just for the record, let me also just list some of the other areas that that are also affected. It's Kylemore, Wemmershoek, Lamotte, and the Klapmuts area as well. So they are in addition to what this petition is focusing on today, but I think based on the presentation I've seen from Eskom, we may touch on those issues as well. So Chairperson, if I can sum up what the question in front of the committee is today, it is that there, as far as I'm aware, have been discussions between the municipality and Eskom to make sure that these areas that I've just listed, that the control and maintenance function will also be transferred to Stellenbosch Municipality, as is the case with a number of other areas in the municipality. However, it seems that there has been quite a serious delay. If you look at the presentation that Eskom sent us, it looks to me like these discussions have been ongoing for at least a year, it may be longer. And really what this petition is about is to expedite that process. My understanding is that the Jamestown and Mountain View area is being viewed as sort of a pilot for this transfer of control to the municipality. But I really think that the important point here today is that we really need to expedite this situation. The reason for this, Chairperson, is because the Stellenbosch Municipality, and I mean, we always deal in Parliament with issues relating to municipalities, and it is unfortunately and undoubtedly true that many municipalities do have very severe capacity and other constraints, but it's important for us not to overlook those few exceptions where municipalities do have significant capacity to actually lighten the load, so to speak, of an institution like Eskom. And from my point of view, I have no doubt that Stellenbosch Municipality has proven itself to have the technical, financial, and other wherewithal required to take over this function successfully. And in the process, I think there's also an advantage for Eskom in terms of relieving the pressure that we all know they are operating under tremendous pressure and have to deal with crises very regularly. And I believe that there's a win-win situation on the table here where Stellenbosch Municipality can address some of these long-standing issues that are affecting these communities, but at the same time also lighten the burden that does affect Eskom. So Chairperson, I think I'm close to my 10 minutes there. And with that, I will hand back to the Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leon. Can we also now go to the doctor? Oh, sorry, it's you, the doctor.
Okay. Yes, Chair. I think the director, Mr. Lowe.
It's Leon now, the director. Okay.
No, sir. I am Leon, and the director is Dion, just for clarity.
Wabaiza, we're not here this morning. Wabaiza.
Okay, thank you so much. Over to you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Just to explain how the street lighting works, when Eskom charges us for that, they normally charge an energy rate and a maintenance rate for those street lights. The actual asset belongs to the municipality, but currently those street lights within Eskom licensed area is then maintained by Eskom. The problem that we have, there's quite a large number of those streetlights not working. So, for instance, about a third of the lights in Kylemore are not working. And we had a big problem in Jamestown with those lights not working. Now, the problem is that those streetlights are not measured. The energy is not measured in terms of a meter. It's measured in terms of the light that is on there. So currently we're paying on the new tariff about R62.25 per month per light. And then in terms of energy, it's just R1.37 per kilowatt hour. But the thing is, if they are not working, we still pay that amount as though they are working. So we have entered into an arrangement with Eskom to see if we can't take over those streetlights, and then they will be measured in terms of a kilowatt hour meter, and we can then maintain those streetlights ourselves since we are much closer to those lights. And we also have a lot of complaints from the public to maintain those things. So we started a process with Eskom, and the idea is then that Jamestown will be stage one, where we will take those over, and then we will then move on, as Dr. Schreiber has explained, the other areas, Kalmoord, Klapmuts, Lamotte, or Wemershoek. And this roughly, we are talking about in total about 1,000 streetlight units, and we're quite comfortable to do the maintenance of that. So since it is an asset belonging to the municipality in any case, so there is no asset transfer, it's just a question that we need to make sure those streetlights have their own meters, and which the municipality will then pay the energy consumption, but take over the actual maintenance of those lights. So just then in brief, the problem that we have is that we are paying for those lights that aren't working. And we feel that if it's in our possession, we're in direct contact with the public can contact us if they're unhappy about that, and we can perform much quicker under the ruling of our own councillors. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, sir. I think it's the community member now that is coming. Can we get the bite of the community member? Thank you for sticking to the time, Mr. Dion Lowe.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, I am the current ward councillor of Ward 21, which includes Jamestown. When I became the ward councillor in 2016, one of the first major issues and stream of complaints from members of the public was the fact that the streetlights in Jamestown were off for very long periods, and very large sections of streets in total were in darkness in the evenings. Jamestown and is a town on the outskirts of Stellenbosch. It's a small little community, very close knit, but it's fairly vulnerable in the sense that street lighting will impact on security, and so that was a bit of a major concern of the public, and we've always been told contact Eskom because it's not controlled by the municipality. Unfortunately, it's really difficult to explain to members of public, sorry, but Jamestown, the electricity is supplied by Eskom and the infrastructure is owned by the municipality, but the municipality can't repair the infrastructure when the lights go off. So it's a really difficult concept to explain to the members of the public, and hence our petition that the municipality can take over the control of the infrastructure with regards to the maintenance thereof. So that we, as Mr. Lowe explained, Director Lowe, and also Dr. Schreiber, that we can then act faster when the community asks us to repair the lighting. The second issue is there's a exceptionally well-planned and laid-out reconstruction and development housing program called Mountain View, which is just to the south of Jamestown. It's literally, you can walk between the two. This reconstruction and development program, I must just mention, Honourable Chair, was developed in 2017. All the title deeds have been handed over to the recipients of the houses. There's approximately 180 houses in this development, and they have Eskom electricity, but they've never had streetlights. So we, as a ward committee, purchased LED lights to put on existing electrification poles as streetlights. And then we had to try and get the connection from Eskom for those LED lights, which we purchased with our own ward allocation. And for 2 years, those lights were never switched on. They were only switched on about 3 or 4 months ago. But that is the type of issues we're dealing with when the municipality don't control the infrastructure and the metering of the streetlights. I must just also mention quickly, if I may, that reconstruction development program was the first runner-up in the national competition of the most integrated housing development in South Africa. last year. So it's a very proud little community for our area in Jamestown, but left without lights for so long. So that's the plight of the community. And if I stop now, I'm hoping that you would give some of the community members that are present from Jamestown also opportunity to say something. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. We are indeed thankful for the opportunity. Thank you, Dr. Schreiber.
Thank you, Mr. Bedenhorst. And let's go to ESCOM now. I understand that...
Chairperson, apologies, Chair. My apologies. Sorry for that, Chair. I'd just like to check in terms of what Councillor Badenhorst mentioned at the end there. I think we're doing very well on time. In fact, it looks like we may be 10 minutes ahead of schedule. May I request, perhaps, since we have some of the ratepayers, people from the Ratepayers Association and the Neighbourhood Watch on this call, if we may use perhaps this 10 minutes that we've gained to just give them an opportunity to briefly also just for 3 or 4 minutes update the committee on what the impact of this situation is in terms of their roles. If I may make that request, Chair, I think we've got 4 people here, if I'm not mistaken, Councillor Peterson and then 3 of the community members. If we may briefly just run through them to give them an opportunity since they have made some time to join us. Thank you, Chair.
The problem is that I don't think we have that time. Though they have tried to stick within the 10 minutes, but you also taken more than 10 minutes when you were making a presentation. But also, if I hear the presentation, there is no serious problem beyond what we have already heard presented here. But if they will come up with something new, that is, I can give one of them to say something. But I hope you is not going to repeat anything that is already said by other presenters.
Chair, can I say something, Chair?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you very much and good morning. Chair, I think we need to stick to the agenda. And the time allocation really, it was just an estimate of what the maximum should be given to people. But if you look on the agenda, I think the agenda is captured very well and let's stick to it. If we add anything on the agenda, when the meeting is already halfway through, then it can't be accepted, Chair. I think let's stick to the agenda. It's been adopted by everyone, by the PC meeting. So let's stick to it. The time issue, as you correctly said, Chair, it was just an estimate. Doesn't really mean that they should take the 10 minutes. And I think they've already covered enough of what the real issue is. I honestly urge you, Chair, to stick to the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. Can we therefore go to the to ESCOM, please?
Chairperson, good morning. This is Renee Darby speaking. I'm from ESCOM. I wish to concur in terms of the Mr. Dion Lowe's indication around the handover of the maintenance of the streetlights to the municipality. We had in October last year agreed in terms of moving forward with that, with an implementation date of 1st of April 2020. The municipality has, however, due to COVID, indicated that there has been some delays with respect to what is possible, but the intent is there and the understanding of the importance of streetlights to community is there. So we will then take direction from the municipality in terms of the timing that they can actually take the streetlights out or over, specifically in the Jamestown area. This will then be used as a pilot to move forward with some of the other areas in Stellenbosch. So, Chairperson, I therefore wish to confirm that the handover of streetlights and the maintenance thereof will take place between ESCOM and the municipality. The dates, perhaps Mr. Dion Lowe can give us affirmation in terms of a date. The initial agreement was 1st of April 2020. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you so much. Honorable members, I think the issue now is in your hands. Seemingly here, there is no really serious problem. It's just about trying to fast-track the process. And in terms of the presentation and the response of ESCOM, it seems there's no contradiction within the groups. Let's check how the members feel. Who are the hands up? I don't see any hand up, honorable members.
Chair, can I?
Chair?
Who's that?
Piri.
Oh, honorable Piri. Yes.
Thanks, Chair, and good morning to colleagues and members of Stellenbosch Municipality as well as ESCOM. According to what we heard, Chair, I'll agree with you fully that it seems like there's no issue that is so burning. It's just the implementation part from between the two, ESCOM and the municipality. As much as Rini has alluded that they were supposed to start on the 1st of April, due to COVID, there's some issues. But what we can urge to both to say, fast track the issue of the implementation of taking back the maintenance to the municipality as much as you can. Just speed it up, because it seems like the community wants, yes, of course, we are agreeing, want it to be maintained as quickly as it is a faulty issue on the on the polls. So, Chair, I think let's just have a conclusion to both the directors of the municipality and Rini as the ESCOM representative. They need to come up with a date and give us as a portfolio a date, an implementation date, that all these things must be done by so much date. So I don't think this is a trench match, but that was my contribution. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Piri. Any other input?
Yes, Chair. Honorable Mawotu is said.
Honorable Mawotu?
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. I don't know why we are here, because there's no issue here at all. There's no issue at all. There's just people who are just not wanting to do what they're supposed to do. And then we come to this platform and the two parties now agree in front of us. So why are we here? Why must we take over local government issues to the national level? How did it even get here, Chairperson? It was not resolved by ESCOM at the local level. It should have gone to province. It was not resolved. It comes here. And we're actually being given a report that this thing is resolved. Because if you listen to the complaint and to the response by ESCOM, there's no issue. Can the two parties please go and finalize this thing? ESCOM must give a date. The community should have been responded to. This issue should not have been escalated to this level. We must not promote mediocrity, Chairperson. Please, the two parties must go and they must tell us when are they implementing this thing. There's no issue at all here. We want to deal with issues of national importance. This is not an issue. I thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, if I may, just briefly on that.
Was that okay?
Thanks, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Yes, I actually would like to just concur and respond to that. I've taken a look at the documents that we were sent, and in the presentation from ESCOM indicates that the ESCOM received a letter on the 13th of February 2019 requesting for this thing to be addressed. And of course, now we're sitting, more than halfway through 2020, and still it has now, the community has wanted it to be escalated to this level. So I agree that the solution should have come much earlier. But I think given what we've seen in terms of delay, I think it is important, as I think Honorable Piri mentioned, that we get a date here, that this committee gets an undertaking, and I don't know if Director Lowe wants to give us an indication of what the dates may be from the municipality side, but I think it's something that, given the failure to expedite this, it's something that we now need a firm undertaking so that we can hold the ESCOM and the municipality accountable to make sure that this transfer happens and that ESCOM does not drag its feet any longer, because it really has taken far too long. And I agree, ideally it should never have gotten to this point, but it's precisely because of the delay. So Chair, if we can get a firm, either a date or an undertaking from the parties that they will furnish us with that date so that the committee can hold ESCOM accountable for this transfer. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can we get another input, Honourable Members?
Chair, Honourable Komani.
Yes, Honourable Komani.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to the colleagues, members of Parliament, and to the other stakeholders. Chairperson, I just want to concur to say we should learn to respect the three spheres of government. It was a waste of time for this matter to come here. So equally, there is no communication that proves that, despite the fact that ESCOM did not act in line with the time frames that were given to them by the municipality, there was no communication. So I just want to emphasize the fact that this platform should not be abused. We should as well give the stakeholders and every person a fair chance to can implement. And that we should condone the communications from the different spheres of government. So, I mean, I would want to say, much as we would want to know the dates as members of parliament, but it is really premature for this matter to have come to us. So, I mean, I'm saying, okay, fine, it's fine, let us allow them to give us time, but equally, they would come again and say they have agreed. But I was just emphasizing the fact that we should not be found wanting the spaces that it is premature for us to can act on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Members, can we get to the ESCOM if there are processes to reach that expectation? Or perhaps what was the reason for the delay and all that? Can we just get that?
Honourable Chair, this is Andre de Reijder, the Group Chief Executive of ESCOM. Good morning to yourself and all the members, and also all the other representatives on the call. I think we have made very good progress in addressing the matter. Just to correct a perception that may have been created that ESCOM has been dragging its feet, I don't think that's quite correct. We did receive a letter dated 13 February 2019. We issued a response letter to that on the 18th of July. There then followed a meeting on the 4th of October. And in further discussions with the municipality, it was acknowledged that we did respond, but the municipality indicated that due to COVID-19, they have not proceeded with the takeover of the streetlight maintenance and servicing. Honourable Chair, with respect, I would like to propose that we take the matter up between ourselves and the municipality, that we address it there. I believe we are essentially in agreement between ESCOM and the municipality, and we just now have to agree the most expeditious way of implementing the requests and the agreements between the municipality, and we can give you the undertaking that from the ESCOM side we will do so as quickly as possible. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Members, I think we are on the same wavelength. All what need to happen, let's allow the process to go through, and the ESCOM is committing themselves that they are dealing with, they are handling the matter, and they will be in a position to conclude it within the time frame as soon as possible. And then let us leave it there. I thought that perhaps there was serious, of course, tensions, and there were failures on certain level where in our side, where there was a failure to provide these specific issues. But seemingly, the process is still continuing. I think let's give it a time, and it's only when they fail to totally execute the problem then we come in. I really agree with those that says the issue was not necessarily supposed to have escalated to this level so soon. We are supposed to have given enough time for everybody to do his work, and then it's when also there are serious conflicts or progress, then when there's no progress at all and the disagreement, that the portfolio committee can intervene and deal with those who are failing to execute their responsibility. I think for now, I will suggest that let's leave as per the agreement, because assumingly we are all in agreement that let's give the process space to be concluded. Is it the? I think it's a view of everybody.
Seconded, Chair.
Yes, Chair. Seconded.
Thank you, members.
Yes, Chair. You agree?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, honourable members. Then that is the end of our meeting. Thank you for attending this session, and only to our invitees who have blessed our meeting. We thank you so much.
Chairperson.
Thank you, yes. Chair.
Thank you.
Chairperson?
Yeah. Who was saying that?
It's Disang. Disang.
Oh, Disang.
Yes. Time.
Okay.
Sorry, honorable members. Just in terms of the rules of the National Assembly, since this matter was referred to us by the Speaker, I will have to draft a short report for the Portfolio Committee in which we say that the committee did meet with the stakeholders, and in view of the committee, it had actually come out that the two parties were not in conflict, but it was just a matter of time frame. So that report will have to be adopted and then we send it through. So I might have need to call you just for 5 minutes to adopt that report.
Okay.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Chairperson, if I just add on that, Chair, just to emphasize the appreciation from the side of the community and from everyone, because as much as there is apparently not such a big conflict, this is something that has caused some significant problems to the community in terms of crime and not having that infrastructure.
No, you have already. Honorable member, sorry.
If we can just emphasize in the report.
No.
Thank you, Chair.
Honourable member, we have already dealt with that. You have expressed your view.
Is this a?
Engage it.
You are not
disarmed. Let's adjourn the meeting now. Thank you so much.
Is this a?
Member, do it.
Thank you, Chair.
This is a.
Oh,
Hassan.
What tell to
it? I'm not a mouth, when I was Uscava hash.
When I got a mokolay, you know, I'm calling you.
I cannot network.
Yes, I know. Go ahead.
Messina next to Border Gate, 10 km away from Bed Bridge. So,
well,